Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, bringing you the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And I'm coming to you, this is a bonus episode, due to some outside requests from some lovely subscribers. I wanted to do a bonus episode that gave some pertinent information for what you need for the quarantine, like quarantine essentials, things for like a basic disaster kit, some things you may not or may have already thought about having, but if you didn't, welcome out of La La Land to the great beyond. And I hope that this helps you. And I will always do my best to find out more as much as I can. What we have, this first webpage that we're gonna go to is from beprepared.com, emergency essentials, quarantine supplies. Now I'll go ahead and read it if you are driving and listening or you're too tired from all of the bull today. You just can't open your eyes anymore. You just want to listen. If you can't be bothered to listen to all of this, then, I mean, you'll just have to wait it out. Because I'm, like, literally recording it as I go. So I guess you can fast forward, but why not listen? You may learn something. So anyway, this is beprepared.com, emergency essentials, quarantine supplies. And this particular website, you are able to order things online like survival food, survival kits, water, MREs, survival gear, quality survival standards, sales and promotions are some of the things you'll find. You can make an account and get it shipped right to you. Being that we're in the midst of a pandemic and a national disaster, do expect delays with any parcel from the mail, just because things are coming to a halt, kind of, sort of. But let's look at how much it will cost if you did, let's see, an emergency food supply from this particular website. They have new and improved emergency food supply kits, a 72-hour supply, 1 week, 2 week, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, and 1 year supply. The 72-hour supply, let's see, it's a one-person kit for $89.95. It is out of, everything on this is out of stock. Wow. This is my first time finding this website personally, but I have heard of it. I just didn't look at everything like as of right now while we're going through this. I have before in the past, and I always would say to myself, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to be prepared for such a time as this. And who knew that such a time as this would be right now. They also, in the survival kit section, they have first aid kits and supplies, quality survival standards and products. They sell water. You can get barrels, tanks, and containers, water filters and purification, excuse me, water cans and pouches, accessories for water, like I guess if you've got to go out and carry like canteens. For the water filters and purification for people who live in like apartments and things like that, a basic go bag-to-bag filtration kit is $39.95. The emergency essentials UV water purifier is $39.99. Water Basic Series 2 Green Light Emergency Filter is $19.95. A Life Straw Personal Water Filter is $13.95. Wow. They have something called Katadin Micropore Purification Tablets for $13.95. And it's a package of 30. Emergency Essentials Filtered Water Bottle, $14.95. Another Life Straw for $24.99, and so on and so forth. These are still available. I implore you to go back, to go to this website and look at it yourself. There's some really awesome things that they offer, and I would just keep my eye out for when they do get the kits available. But I'll go ahead and read some of this list. They basically say essentials for an extended stay at home: stay healthy and comfortable when disasters keep you home for extended periods. With growing concern over the coronavirus, COVID-19, people are thinking about preparedness more than they have in years, which is a good thing. To help you get prepared, our experts have put together a list of must-have items for a quarantine scenario. That includes food for at least a few days of sheltering in place, plus individual items that add nutrition and variety to your meals. And in the list, they have an emergency essential freeze-dried chicken, white chicken. It looks like this is more about food. Like this website here, you can come on and you'll find like huge things of like fruit and vegetables and breakfast and lunch and dinners. And they are all out of stock right now. Like, people aren't paying around. There's probably, I see that the emergency essential freeze-dried ground beef is available for $54.95. Freeze-dried green beans, green peas, a large can is $23.95. You'll have to go on. They have freeze-dried corn, freeze-dried whole blueberries, strawberries, eggs, butter, chicken, things that if you can't get to a store or there is nothing left, like what we saw out here in the Great Marble Falls area today when it hit the block, that there's some COVID cases around town and everyone went and cleared out the stores, Walmart and HEB. So something like this will come in handy. Let's move it on. We can also look at the build a kit at ready.gov for a basic disaster kit. If you need to get a go bag, if you've got to go on the run and get to getting and get to going real quick, you can grab this and go. But it just gives a list of everything you'll need, like water. You need 1 gallon of water per day per person for at least 3 days for drinking and sanitation. Because what if electricity goes out and no one's there to man the water station, etc., utilities. Food, you need at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food, and those are like your dry goods, like beans and stuff like that, canned goods, things that won't go away real quickly and mold, or like I just went over from the beprepared.com. You'll need flashlights, first aid kits, extra batteries, a whistle to signal for help, a dust mask to help to help filter contaminated air, and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place. A manual can opener for food, because I mean, what good is it to have cans of food and you can't get to it? And I don't know if you've ever had to open a can of food with a knife. It's not fun and it is dangerous. You also need moist towelettes, garbage bags, plastic ties for personal sanitation. Make sure you have the portable cell phone chargers, solar generators, solar battery chargers, solar pens, anything solar that you can get. Those are great to have because you can put in the sunlight and it charges it up. I'm not saying it's gonna get there, but I mean, my God, we're already here where we are and there's no point in trying to pretend that it couldn't get worse. We hope for the best, but you know what I mean? You can also go on youtube.com and find, or to the YouTube app, whatever, and there are uplinks for how to make your own mask, how to make your own gas mask, filtered mask, all types of different masks, how to make your own hazmat suit, how to take apart a laptop and you can make your own lights, you can make a security system, you can make a chargeable bat, you can use the batteries inside. There's a multitude of things you can teach yourself on YouTube right now that you have in your home. Like, I personally wouldn't suggest anyone go out to the stores right now. That, to me, is what I saw. The beginning of anarchy. Like, the way people are hoarding, the way people are panic buying instead of thinking clearly to beyond just today and tomorrow and wiping your ass with tissue paper. I'm just appalled at the way that this is gone, but we'll continue. Oh my gosh, my mouth was dry as the I had to go get some ginger tea, okay? I know y'all heard me. Woo, can't be doing that these days. But no, so what I was saying was with the mask, for like a basic little face mask, you can use coffee filters, some string, some duct tape, and some crushed charcoal. Crush it down real, real fine. You take and you line the coffee mask together and you make a little pocket in the mouth area and you sprinkle some of the charcoal and you seal it with the duct tape, pop the string around the sides, and boom, you've got a mask. And that does not activate until you put a little water on the charcoal and it activates. Boom. I would suggest you all look into that at the very least, because I'll be damned if I'll pay $30, even $15 for an N95 mask, and you can make your own. If you've got any plastic bottles from like juice, soda, any canned sodas from like cold drinks, you can make a full-on face mask with the charcoal and the coffee filter, but it's a little more advanced with that as well, and duct tape. I mean, come on, we've gotta be resilient. That's what I'm here for, to remind you of those things. I would say if you don't have non-perishables, please get some as fast as possible. I don't know what it's looking like in your area, but if you have not already been to the store and pandemonium as far as things being wiped out has gone, you probably are too late. Like, I'm not about to play games and make you think that it's okay. Like, you may have to wait until another shipment comes in. Keep your eyes out. We don't really know how far they're gonna go with the quarantine. We do know that the National Guard is out. I just think it's important to be prepared. You'll need things like canned meats like poultries, tunas, soups, stews, chili, gravy, sauces, pasta, fruits, vegetables, beans. If you've got little kids, they've still got to eat a balanced meal. If you are a person with a compromised immune system, or you're on any type of medications that require you to eat a certain way, you should have these things. And if you are someone with a system that's been compromised, or you've just had surgery, or anything that is a bacterial, virus, anything contagion could hurt you, I would say get someone to go for you. Or try to order it online and see if it is a possibility to have it rushed, you know. But outside of the canned meats and those types of things, you'd want to have dried goods, soups, mixtures, pancake mix. If you've got flour and baking soda and things like that, you can make your own pancake mix. Okay. But if you don't have flour, you can't do that. Or the alternatives. It's a lot of people that are not prepared for something like this. Like, this is crazy. And it's no guarantee that the dates that they've given for the ban, the quarantine to expire, the bans to expire, will definitely not be. So remember, they're still not testing at capacity. You'll want potatoes. Potatoes go a long way, girl. You gonna make your best pole man meal with some potatoes, some rice, a little bit of sausage, some onion, garlic. Whip that up into shape on a hot skillet. Cabbage stretches. You know how to fry down some cabbage. Y'all better utilize YouTube while it's available, or call your favorite New Orleans friend and we'll give you the recipe you need to deceive your kids that they rich when you really may not be. So what I'm saying is get those types of things, sweet potatoes, cabbage, greens, kale. vegetable pastas go a long way with some, like I made something with Brussels sprouts and brown noodles and a tomato sauce out the can. Don't judge me. I did it and it was bomb. So I mean, having those things, keeping like your onions and things like that. And even if you want to go further, you can grow these vegetables in your own home, even avocados. If you've got an old plastic water bottle, there's a do-it-yourself skill set video that shows you how to do that as well. So you can have avocados and tomatoes, herbs, spices, things you don't want to be running to the store to get if this continues longer than they've told us. Please keep you some water. Get those things I was telling you about if you can. Taxes have come in for most people. Use them wisely. Keep a little cash on hand, a credit card, in your go bag. You need local maps. What if the internet goes out? And unless you are a tech-savvy guru, which I wish I could be sooner than later, and you know how to build your own radio and build your own satellite dish or build your own antenna or Wi-Fi plug, I would suggest that you look into some things that you would need, like a local map if you've got to get on the road or go, or download your favorite do-it-yourself videos to your phone so you can always replay it. This probably sounds boring, but I mean, my God, it's real, it's here. We have this happening all around us, and we can expect the numbers to grow. We can expect to see more chaos. We can expect to see people not be able to handle the pressure of not Again, I mean, I would love to just be a family-friendly entertainer, but I just don't feel like entertaining. Like, that's really vain, and it's not gonna help anyone. I will do my best to bring some more laughter. But right now, like, seriously, do an inventory of what you have in your home. Like, what about Vicks VapoRub? Did you know that Vicks VapoRub can clear headaches, migraines, bed bug bites, congestion, cracked heels? It's just so essential. Aloe vera and alcohol and essential oil, you can mix those up. Of course, there is a chemical balance, but you can make your own hand sanitizer. I know people are saying that bleach has been sold out in the stores. What if you got the bleach tablets and took a jug and some water and made your own sanitation product? Add a little essential oil if it's gonna be good for you to, you know, but also don't mix bleach and ammonia. Whoever has been doing that, do not do that. That is dangerous. Thought I'd throw that little tidbit out for you. Let's see. You want to have the things you need for personal hygiene. I'm sure that I've said this already, but they cleared out HEB today and Walmart. I just said on an earlier podcast, and this is what's happened. You'll want some syrup and honey. You'll want granulated sugar, flour, things to bake, make things with. You can make your own unleavened bread. You don't need yeast for it. There's ways to get around what you may not have at your hands, but you can create something maybe even better. And if you've got kids at home, you want to keep them able to live in kid zone. Like, I don't think that people should hide from their older children who understand something's off, but your younger kids, you know, like, I know everyone's trying to keep them in a realm of innocence, and it seems the more you try, the more craziness is going on. But you'll want to have things to do with them that can keep them entertained, learning, you sane, them sane. I also wanted to touch on this point again. Being that 80% of the US medicines and pharmaceuticals come from other countries, For my loved ones and my listeners who are also my loved ones out there, if your family member, if you know someone that needs like insulin, asthma medication, EpiPens, their high cholesterol, high blood pressure medicine, not only do I think that they should try to get a stock an extra week or so or a month or so ahead of an order, try to call in and see if you can do that before it's an overwhelming of the system once they do start getting tested and people start showing symptoms. Try to not avoid having to go and do that. Everything that you know would make for an awful situation to be worse, think ahead to that now so that you aren't surprised when it happens. Two, can be prepared already, or three, have an alternative. There are herbs and different natural remedies that people can use for different things if their medicine goes out. But again, that's a touchy subject. You don't want to just be looking in a book when it happens, trying to figure it out. Try to get ahead of that. I know that a lot of people are doing the black seed oil, elderberry, soursop tea, leaves. The soursop leaves, you can boil them into a tea. It's an immune system booster. Colloidal silver and water to spray and cleanse yourself. But I would say be very careful. That can also mess with people who have other things going on. So you have to be careful. I'm just throwing it out there to you that these things are available, or at least they were. Hopefully they're not an arm and a leg now. It was something else. Ginger root. Fresh ginger root. My granny, my beautiful New Orleans grandmother, taught me about ginger root tea a long time ago. It is great for allergies. It is great if you think you are sick. It helps. Boil it down, chop it up. You can drink it cold, you can drink it hot. I prefer hot with a little bit of lemon and honey, or your favorite mixer. You can even do a ginger lemonade. But as long as you're drinking that all day long, it helps a lot. So you also need vitamin C, vitamin D. You can do a joint and muscle builder. Magnesium, it's so many different things. I hate that I just was inspired to say these things as the stores are being cleared out, but for the most part, the painkillers are what's gone. Oh, and peppermint oil is great for migraines, just out FYI. But if you have a moment, if you have to go to the store, I would still hit up the pain and medicine aisle and see if any of those things are available, because a lot of people don't know about these different things and these different components you can put together and create your own concoction of health and wealth. I'm not going to keep going right now. I'll keep looking to see if there's more that we can add to the list, and I'll do it as a bonus to this. All of the episodes from today are going to be under the season 1, episode 13. It'll say bonus outside of the very first episode I did this morning, just because I think that all of this fits perfectly with Friday the 13th. And again, this is Amethyst Dynasty, and I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, bringing you the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear, and I'll be back shortly with another update.